This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Good morning, Andy. So we're here today to celebrate Kylie's 12th visit to Melbourne.
We are.
12th concert, anyway, that's come here. Wikipedia will tell you there's been like 17, but if she hasn't been to Melbourne, I'm not counting it.
That's right. Yeah. Yep.
So we're very excited. So today, God, I can't even know what time it is. We're going to be playing lots of B-sides, rarities, live bits, but most importantly, what we need is a Minogue in the house.
That's
so
right.
If there's Carol, Danny, Kylie's flying in, we've left the door open to Joy. Come on through and help us out.
Kylie's in Adelaide today, but I think they've got phones there, don't they? Are they up to date with that?
Well, they're an hour behind, but no, I think they're on time there now.
That's right. So she can call on 1300-JOY-949 if she's listening. Good morning, Kylie in Adelaide. We're going to get into our first song now. What's this song, Tom?
This is Boombox. And it was a remix album from tracks from 2000 to 2008. The album contained remixes of songs, and the lead track was this song, Boombox.
Here it is. Turn it up. You're on Joy.
Tune into the sound of my underground blasting out loud. Give me some fun. Take my 7 series down. Power number one.
Baby, baby, baby.
Boombox from the remix album, Kylie Minogue on Joy 94.9. Morning, Tom.
Good morning, Andy. Well, I love that song. That's a very underrated song. Fantastic.
We're going to some live stuff now.
Yes, correct. The first time I believe you ever went to the MCG.
That's
is that
right.
Correct?
It is.
And it's exciting. So now we're going to move to a day there. When was it?
Yes, it was back in 1998. Mushroom Records was celebrating their 25th anniversary, releasing great Aussie music.
And how many acts on the day?
There were 56 acts all up from the start of 2 p.m.
But only one counted. And
that's
that was
right.
Kylie coming out during a melody of all her greatest hits from at the time.
Yeah, right up to Impossible Princess.
Correct. So this will be it. We're going to play a remix of her greatest hits, some of the early stuff. Then after that, we're going to play nothing but rarities, B-sides, remixes.
Yep. See if you can guess all the tracks in this song.
Oh, yeah. We're still trying to give away the prize from the morning. Text us
in. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
How do they text?
0427 Joy 949.
You know when it's behind me, I can't read it. All right. Shut up talking now. Let's dance to Kylie.
Here we go. You're on Joy. from back in 1998 at the MCG.
Yes, the Mushroom 25 years live. Correct. Look here, we got, Toby from Footscray got them all correct.
Wow.
We're going on it. It was celebration. What do I have to do? Step back in time. Wouldn't change a thing. Turn it into love. Confiding me. Too far. Shocked. Never too late. And finally, the one every gay boy loves, Better the Devil You Know.
Yes, and did it again in Hand on Your Heart.
Oh, yeah, well, I missed those ones. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm getting too excited. You know that, right there. Hey, listen, I want to tell you some gossip.
What's that?
Shall we tell some gossip?
Yes.
Let's go. Oh, look, I've Googled. So Kylie's first ever concert was called A Disco Dream in 1989. It was actually a combination tour for Stock Aitken Waterman. Like, think of Dead or Alive. So they travelled through Asia, through Europe, didn't come to Australia. But it is rumoured that during the Disco Dream tour, the relationship between Kylie and INXS leader Michael Hutchinson begun. It's reported that Michael Hutchinson owned a party in Hong Kong, and following previous flirtations between Michael and Kylie at award ceremony, basically, Michael got his clutches into Kylie on that concert, and it was then she came home and break it off with who? Jason Donovan.
Oh,
so the rumour is that's where it all happened.
Wow.
And then what do you think about it? Next minute she wore the little red rig, had the cute little skirt on, and Kylie changed.
Wow, yeah, hot goss there, Tom.
She became sweet little girl from Camberwell to the sex kitten we've all fallen in love with today.
She did, with that Impossible Princess and the Kylie Minogue album.
That is correct. So where are we going to move on to now, Andy? What are we doing?
Well, we're going to move on to a duet.
Oh, my favourite. Yeah, we're going to do a duet. And this one is with was originally appeared on the album Nightlife in 1999 for the British duo Pet Shop Boys. 6 years later, Kylie performed this song at the 2005 Showgirl Greatest Hits Tour, but we never got to see it here in Australia because unfortunately she had to cancel due to breast cancer.
That's right. Here it is. It's In Denial on Joy.
My life's a trial. I'm not denying that every little bit hurts. It's a problem that I'm not solving. Don't mind admitting I feel like quitting this job. For a while, getting away before it gets any worse today.
Featuring Kylie Minogue.
Who, when it first happened, the Pet Shop Boys didn't want Kylie there because she'd just been dumped by Deconstruction Records, so she had no contract. Her sales weren't going that great with Impossible Princess. Little did they know what was happening.
Right, this next song.
Oh, God, this song was written by Kylie, Dev Hynes and Baby Daddy from the Scissor Sisters. It originally was recorded for the 2014 album Kiss Me Once, but didn't make the final cut.
Yes, it was released as a charity single for One Note Against Cancer, and every note in the song was sold at auction. And when all the notes were sold, the single Crystallize crystallized from nowhere. This is the song.
It's beautiful. Let's hear Crystallize.
If you own one of the notes, text us in on 0427 Joy949.
Or if you want to sell a note, I'm happy to buy another one.
Yeah, we'll have one. Thanks. It's Kylie on Joy.
Also known as Kylie from Camberwell, and I'm a proud Joy member, number 285.
Joy.
The next song was a B-side, and it was one of only two original songs written for her Kylie's ninth greatest hits compilation, Ultimate Kylie. The song had gone through many incarnations. It began as an instrumental track, originally written by Richard Stannard and Julia Gallagher, but they're known as Biff & Co. Kylie's worked with them lots and lots and lots. It was then titled Sunset River. The two began working with Kylie. Kylie added her lyrics, and look what we ended up with. It was originally recorded for Body Language, didn't make the album, but instead became a B-side for I Believe In You. Andy, what's it called?
Here it is. It's BPM, beats per minute.
Beats per minute. Come on, Kylie.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Super highway, baby, better give way.
25 minutes to 10, you're on Joy with Tom and Andy playing Melbourne's most Minogue music mix.
That was one of my favourite B-sides from I Believe in You, BPM, beats per minute.
Right, now our next song is a pure pop ballad written by Kylie and Steve Anderson for Kylie's 10th studio album X from 2007, but it didn't make the final cut.
That's right. Kylie wrote the song along with many others while she was undergoing treatment for breast cancer. Kylie has described this song as a love song to the child that she may or may not never have.
It was recorded at London's Abbey Road Studios for the orchestral compilation album The Abbey Road Sessions.
And was the first single released for the album. What's it called?
It's called Flower.
Oh.
You're on Joy.
Asleep in a bed of dreams, my step into eternity is not what it might have been.
Flower by Kylie Minogue. You're with Tom and Andy playing 3 hours of non-stop Kylie this morning.
Look, now we're going to take you back to June 2000 and the lead single from Kylie's 7th studio album, Light Years, is released. The song made famous by those gold hot pants that I was lucky enough to touch. Well, we'll never admit that on air. I just admitted it on air. You know, oh, that doesn't matter. And of course, it was spinning around. And one of the fantastic B-sides was A Little Treasure. What are we going to listen to, Andy?
We're listening to Cover Me With Kisses. You're on Joy.
Jump back. Tell a friend.
Cover Me With Kisses by Kylie Minogue. 18 minutes to 10 on Joy 94.9.
You're hitting on me, Andy.
Oh. Yeah. Always Tom.
Our next Kylie song is a cover, and we were lucky enough to have seen this performed at the Melbourne Rod Laver Arena on the 18th of March 2015 during the Kiss Me Once tour. Kylie said the song was to honour someone who had taken the blinkers off her, who was poetic, cultured and tended, and was professionally very supportive. It's no secret the effect that Michael Hutchins had on Kylie, and we love this sexy, sultry version of the Aussie classic. What's it called, Andy?
It's called Need You Tonight, originally by
NXS. I remember that hot little black and the hat. And,
yes, she popped up on the little
dominatrix
table.
Dominatrix, bam! All right, shut up, Tom. Let's hear it.
All right, here it is now. You're on Joy. Turn it up. She can cover a song, can't she, Kylie?
We love it. And that was, and she even said that Mike would be happy to hear that.
Yes. Now, this is another cover that was performed during the 2011 Aphrodite Le Folie Tour.
Did you know that show, they said it grossed over $60 million from 77 shows. In today's money, that's $67 million. That was your tickets, wasn't it? You know, that was me. Yeah.
Originally released by the Eurythmics in 1985, There Must Be an Angel, Playing With My Heart. This is Kylie on Joy.
Yeah.
Aphrodite La Folie Live. That was There Must Be an Angel Playing With My Heart.
And, you know, that's Wayne's favourite song.
Wow.
Talking to an Angel. It was his mother's favourite song.
Right.
Hey, look, now we're going to move to 2010, jumping to Kylie's 11th studio album, Aphrodite. Its lead single, All the Lovers.
All the Lovers.
And for those who bought the CD release, got two fantastic B-sides. And this is one of it.
Here it is. It's Go Hard or Go Home. You're on Joy at 8 minutes to 10. Playing Kylie till midday.
girl.
I said you gotta go.
Kylie Minogue, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, you're with Andy and Tom playing Nothing But Minogue right through to midday today to celebrate the Princess of Pop's return to Melbourne this week.
Correct, and we've left the door open here to Joy, so you're happy to call in. Any Minogue will take, even Brendan.
That's right. You
know, we'll even happen to get Brendan in. Our final song for our first hour of playing homage to Kylie. This is, you can only find this on the deluxe edition of her 12th studio album, Kiss Me Once, which was released in 2014. It's rumoured that Kylie wanted to release this song as a single on Kiss Me Once, but the record company said no, they didn't like it, and they sent it off.
Yes.
It's also said that Kylie wanted to put this in the Kiss Me Once tour, but it ended up being discarded. But we did hear little elements on it in Can't Get You Out of My Head. There was little snippets put into it.
Yes.
So, Andy, what are we going to listen to?
Well, have you guessed it yet? This is Mr. President. You're on Joy 94.9. Tom and Andy playing
Mr. President. Got a fly guy, suit and tie guy. He wear me from 9 to 5. Come on, make me go night-night. Got me so high, I'm seeing side. Big man, he handle his business. Every day, but like he's Swiss. First thing on my list is Mr. Feel Good, and I'm the Mr. President. I'll be your Marilyn, and baby, I'll ever.
bonus track from the Aussie version of Kiss Me Once. It's Mr. President on Joy 94.9. You're with Tom and Andy.
Do you think she's singing about Trump?
No. Probably not that one. Mr. President. Probably the previous one, I think.
Maybe the previous, yeah.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.